Before the 1920s, Mayfair in northeast Philadelphia was farmland. Then it gave way to suburban-style development. And today, as residents weigh who to vote for in the mayor's race, their top concerns focus on traffic and congestion. WHYY's Kyrie Greenberg has the last of our six stories on what Philadelphia voters are thinking about.
Mayfair is buffered from Frankfurt Transportation Center by acres of graveyards that once marked the city line. The intersection of Cottman and Frankfurt Avenues is the heart of the neighborhood. Mark Capriotti is a third-generation produce vendor on Frankfurt Ave. His grandmother started the business in Kensington in the 1930s, and they've been in Mayfair since the early 60s. He says a big difference between now and then is that customers don't have time to walk.
Only on Saturdays, because the majority of the families here are two-income families, so there is nobody home during the day to walk the avenue. We're in the 60s and 70s and early 80s. The husband worked, and it was a one-income family. Now everybody needs two incomes just to survive.
Capriotti, who now lives in South Jersey, says that over the years he's seen several mayors dump outside his family's business, but not Jim Kenney. Instead, Mayfair's Business Improvement District, or BID, a nonprofit founded in 2012 whose board of directors include indicted city councilman Bobby Heenan, is more visible.
The flags on the poles, the new lighting, security cameras, all done by the BID. Not the city, the BID.
Currently, Mayfair's BID is tackling the traffic on Frankfurt with concrete bump outs to slow down cars as they approach pedestrian intersections, and is looking at reducing car traffic to one lane. America Lopez is a manager at BMC Thrift Store next door. She's concerned that roads like Cottman and Aramingo, which funnel traffic from I-95, push more commuters and pollution into the neighborhood.
You see the work they're doing in Aramingo now, crossing through Ross, and now they want to do bridges and across. That's a lot of traffic, and that's a lot of noise and investment and time. And why didn't they figure this out way years ago?
At Vote Playground, Julia Griffin-Krantz watches her 8-year-old son Benjamin at baseball practice. She says she has noticed more improvements made by the BID than by the city, and she and others feel pretty removed from decisions in City Hall. She relies on the L and the 66 bus to get to her finance job in Center City. Still, her husband needs a car to get to work to his job in New Jersey, and traffic is a daily concern.
And most people I feel like around here do have a car. You know, it's because it's so residential up here, you know, it's not necessarily the easiest for some people to, you know, take a bus to the grocery store.
She says Benjamin has a bunch of friends who live nearby and feels safe letting him roam their neighborhood. That is, except for the intersection of Erbrecht and Rogers.
There's been a few accidents there, so all the kids know to not go towards the intersection.
Mayfair is home to about 40,000 people and has remained a working-class neighborhood. But culturally, it's in transition. When Capriotti Brothers Produce started, they mostly catered to Italian and Irish families. Now, Capriotti says shoppers are more likely to speak Chinese or Spanish and have brought with them new tastes for produce.
We used to sell a box of avocados a week. We now sell 10 boxes a day of avocados.
These days, they also sell 4 varieties of sweet potatoes to keep up with specialized demand. Griffin-Krantz says Mayfair often feels like the suburbs, but her new neighbors makes it seem that much closer to Philly.
It's definitely been a changeover. Just our block has a lot of diversity on it now. A couple of Muslim families, some Hispanic families, some African-American families, so it's nice because I think that's more representative of the city.
Voter after voter describes Mayor Jim Kenney as likable in general, but they don't have a strong connection to him. They feel the mayor's office is a bit too removed to have a big impact. For WHYY News, Kyrie Greenberg.